following program is a paid feature of WVRC Media. Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good morning. Welcome to Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM WAJR. This program sponsored by Advanced Heating and Cooling. And you can reach Advanced by giving them a call, 598-9030. And we're privileged to be joined by Advanced Heating and Cooling owner Dave Seaman in with us this morning. Dave, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I'm well. Good to see you again.
Yeah, I don't normally do this show. Normally, it's my associate, Josh Heinerman. So, but thanks. You do a nice job with the show with him. You make us sound pretty good, so thank you. I appreciate
that. All right.
That.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, and you've got two very special guests with you today.
Yeah, we do. We're excited. This show is really not about Advanced Heating Cooling today. So, but just to go back a little bit, Advanced Heating Cooling, we spend a lot of marketing dollars in this town. And one of the places we choose to spend our dollars is with the university. And, unlike football that, probably has a lot more fan base, we decided to spend our dollars towards basketball. We think it's more of a local crowd. You go there on a Wednesday night, it's more local. So, we jumped in, with the folks from Learfield and IMG a while back and been sponsoring men's basketball. And then recently the gentleman left Learfield. He's now running the Country Roads Trust, Steve Ford. And so we decided to partner up with him as well. And so that led to having our special guest here today. And we really appreciate you guys. So I think a couple names that everybody knows, and we're thrilled, arguably some of the best players on the team. We have Emmett Matthews Jr. and Eric Stevenson. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
So. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Appreciate you having us.
All right. This is interesting, Dave, in that both of these gentlemen hail from the state of Washington.
Yeah.
They're a long way from home.
Yeah, I was curious. You guys growing up, did you guys know each other in the state? Have you ever played against each other or won the same team or anything?
Yeah, man. We've known each other since, I think, probably fourth, fifth grade-ish, somewhere around then. And played AAU ball together in middle school, and then obviously, he's from Tacoma, I'm from Lacey, so, 25 minutes apart, so he went to different high schools, but in the same district, so we played each other come playoffs and, regionals and in state, we matched up, so we've played with each other and against each other for years now, and so it's crazy how it kind of came full circle, and now we're ending our college careers together.
So the two teams, so which one you guys beat up on the other team the most?
So the last game of my high school career actually was against Eric, and we were winning by, I think, was it 20?
It was by like 25.
25, and fourth quarter meltdown, absolute meltdown, and Eric and them come storming back, and they win the game, I think, by like 8.
Yeah.
Wow. But it was definitely a way to go.
Wait a minute. So you're up 25. You went from up 25 to down 8 in one quarter?
We did not adjust for nothing. And then they were just making all, the shots, and we weren't getting no stops.
Probably not just they, Eric, huh? Was he dropping them?
I was playing with a broken wrist.
Okay.
We can say that. So.
All right. So how many threes in that fourth quarter did you hit?
Oh, man.
Mirage.
It was a lot of buckets going down in that quarter. It was a lot of stops, though. You're down 25, you got to get stops. And so the ball just bounced our way, man. When you're down 25 like that with, playing 8-minute quarters, you got to have a lot of things go your way to come back. And, they did. So I was lucky for that.
Cool.
That's an incredible story.
Well, I know, so you guys, of course, in Emmett, we watched you play here a couple years ago, and then you left and came back, and then you decided to come to WU. Is there any – Was there a reason why both of you guys came back, or was there a particular reason? Did you follow because of Emmett? Was that part of the reason, or not necessarily?
That definitely weighed in on the decision, but I was probably going to come here regardless, mm-hmm. just because I love Coach Huggins. I love the fan base. I love the culture. It's the best basketball league in the country. And so that's what I wanted to do for my last year, and I wanted to prove myself again. To myself and to the country, that, I could play and play in the best league in the country.
Absolutely. Cool.
From my perspective, me and Eric talked about it in his decision to come here, I told him straight up, I said, you're a Hugs guy. Our AAU coaches growing up were similar to Hugs, similar coaching style, loud, energetic. You have to be ready for that kind of coach. And I feel like me and Eric have been through that since the beginning of, you know, the time that we started playing basketball. And I think it was a perfect fit for him to come here. And as you can see so far, it's going well. And, you know, we're just looking forward to, you know, taking it as far as we can.
Now, Eric, you played for Frank Martin, right?
That's right, I did.
At South Carolina. So he's a Huggins guy.
He is a Huggins guy. And I got my first little taste of a little Huggins last year. And, you know, because Frank is, it's eerily similar how they are. You know, one just has a little accent and one, you know, one's a little country boy, you know, from the hills out here. So it's a little different, man, but they got the same tendencies and they got the same little triggers. And so it's, you know, it's nothing new for me. And, you know, the system, the defensive system is pretty similar. So it's, you know, it was like a cookie cutter fit for me.
You know, the only shameless tie-in I'll make with Advanced Heating and Cooling, you know, we start our day every day and we really have a passion, you know, for what we do and grit and tenacity. And honestly, I think that's what everybody's talking about this team. It is just great to see you guys this year. And I think the you know, the West Virginia team's evolved with the Press Virginia and the way you guys are out there with your energy level. I mean, it's fun to watch. I mean, I don't know anybody's not saying this team is fun to watch. And there's, you know, we're really excited about it. Win, lose, or draw, you guys already added a lot excitement to this program. We appreciate this. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. We definitely try to, you know, obviously it's been a little bit of a struggle, and you know, we hear it every day. We hear it from Hugs, man. Like, he's on us every day, man. I'm not doing this again, not doing that again. And you know, so we're trying to bring the energy, and we're trying to get back to March. You know, I mean, that's where this program belongs.
I don't want to get you guys in trouble here, Coach, but you know, last year, you know, I've had some basketball fans say that, you know, Hugs, he's a Hall of Famer, but boy, you know, is the game getting past him? You know, is he not relating to the guys? You guys have played for other coaches. I mean, how does he compare to being tough? I mean, is he one of the toughest coaches, or is he about the same? Are they all similar?
I think, personally, he is the toughest coach.
Is that right?
I think I love Hugs, you know, through and through. And the one thing that I've always learned playing for Hugs is you're kind of chasing perfection. You know what I mean? And because that's all he really wants. So, you know, as a team, as a whole, we chase that perfection, that perfect image, that defensive rotations, you know, causing turnovers, running offense the right way, you know, just those kind of things. And I feel like just from my freshman year all the way to now, I'm still chasing that perfection. You know what I mean? And you might never get it, but you can get close to it. And we've done that multiple times. I think we've been top five in the country in my time here, I think twice. So, you know, and obviously he's had a Final Four run, you know, and so I think our goal as a team is to be as perfect as we can, and if we get close to that perfection, I think we can go do something really special.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Well, it's good to hear that about him, you know, because sometimes you wonder why guys leave programs and all that, but he's tough, and that's good. It seems like that's the type of players that like that probably thrive in his program, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You got to have toughness to win in college basketball, man, and he resembles that, and if you don't resemble that, you're not going to play. Simple.
Of course, Zimmon, you left and came back, so let's break that down a little bit. Obviously, COVID and the effect that it had on society in general had pretty much everything to do with you wanting to go back home, right?
Yeah, so I think that whole year just not being able to go to class and, you know, minimal human interaction was, you know, that was a hard thing for me to deal with, not talking to my parents as much, seeing them as much. My sister was here, but you know, just with COVID, everybody getting sick, it was hard to be around everybody that I wanted to be around. And, you know, just I wanted to go home and be around my family, see my grandma and stuff. My grandma ended up getting sick for a little bit. She's healthy now, you know, God bless. But, you know, I think coming back here, I just really wanted to win. And, you know, I love Hugs, and I think everything that we do as a team, we just want to prove to everybody that Hugs is the coach that, you know, he is. He's Hall of Fame, and he deserves the world. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people throw dirt on his name or whatever the case is, and he doesn't deserve that in any way, shape, or form. He's been doing this for a long time, and, you know, there's really only one thing that he needs to his name, and we all know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get it for him as bad as the next person and as bad as Eric does, because we want one too.
Yeah, so, back to the Final Four, hopefully, and get that national championship.
I need a ring.
Yeah, of course, Huggins took Cincinnati to the Final Four, took the Mountaineers to the Final Four. Guys, we're going to squeeze in a quick break. We are with Emmett Matthews and Eric Stevenson, and, of course, the owner of Advanced Heating and Cooling, Dave Seaman, our co-host. today. This is Turn to the Expert, sponsored by Advanced Heating and Cooling. And again, you can reach Advanced by dialing 598-9030. And we're pleased to be able to have a conversation with two outstanding basketball players. And we will continue that conversation in a moment. Stay with us. We will be right back on WAJR. It is Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR, program sponsored by Advanced Heating and Cooling. Again, reach Advanced by calling 598-9030. And owner Dave Seaman is in with us, and he has given us the opportunity to spend some time with a couple of outstanding WVU athletes and basketball players, Emmett Matthews Jr. and Eric Stevens. Both are 1,000-point scorers in their career. Emmett, you got there this year, right?
Yes, I did. I think it was like three games ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Took me 5 years, but we got there. We got there. That's all that matters.
Hey, a question I had, well, so far this year, you guys both had some monster dunks. I think yours was in Florida. And then was that the game also, or was it Xavier? You you came in that one dunk, and I honestly didn't know you had that kind of spring. So, but this might not be a fair question because Emmett's a little taller than you. Yeah. But who would win a dunking contest between the two?
It's him for sure.
He'd take the shooting competition though. So,
yeah,
he's definitely got the dunking competition.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was pretty impressive. Like I said, you guys are really, really fun to watch. And something I wanted to follow up on, we were talking about in the hallway a little bit before we came in. What is it about the Big 12 conference? How does it compare to – you guys have played in other conferences. Tell us about what it's like to be in the Big 12.
Yeah, man, I mean, I've played in – this is going to be my fourth league I've played in. You know, I've played in the American, the Pac-12, and the SEC. You know, I've played plenty of Big 12 teams, you know, in non-conference games. And just the overall depth and the overall talent that they have, that each team has up and down the roster. It's really impressive, you know. It's a league that combines skill and athleticism with great coaching. You know, not every league has that. You know, some leagues have, you know, great athleticism and, you know, they're just athletes. You know what I mean? You know, other leagues are, you know, less athletic and more skilled, but, you know, the Big 12 has everything you need. And, you know, off the court, or technically on the court, but the atmospheres are the best as well. You know what I mean? There's no comparing that. You know, the SEC was pretty. It was pretty big time, but, you know, Big 12, you just can't compare it to it.
And you guys have a little swag this year. You think you guys have a shot at that Big 12 this
year? 100%. You know, we got a team full of old guys, and we got a team full of guys who just love being in the gym, and we love being around each other. You know, we got a couple blemishes early, but, you know, we got to lock in and figure out some things and mesh together, and then I think we'll make a deep run.
You guys have been around for a while. Who's some of the up-and-comers on this team? Who's some of the young guys you think are really, really good, really special?
JoJo Bean. He works a lot. He works out all the time. He's steady in the gym. He gets his shots up. He'll get his shots up and have a guy with a pad in his hand, put in the pad in front of his face so he can't see the basket when he's shooting the ball. He's in the gym all the time, man. And, you know, eventually that work is going to pay off. And right now he's just in a situation where he's behind older guys, you know what I mean? And as vets and us having that experience, it's our job to take him under the wing and, you know, make sure he's okay on and off the floor. But I think he's the guy to look out for. Maybe it won't be this year, or maybe it'll happen later on this year, but for the near future, he's definitely going to be the guy that I'll be on the lookout for.
Oh, awesome. A question I've always had, you know, you guys are extreme athletes. I mean, do they let you eat anything you want, or do you have special diets? I mean, do you guys go to you get Big Macs occasionally, or do you like –
Every now and then you get a little cheat meal every now and then.
It depends on who you are. Yeah. For me personally, I'm gaining weight. So, I mean, the one thing, I'm a skinny guy. And so whatever gets on the plate is getting eaten. For some of the big men or, you know, whoever it is, you might have a different diet based on what your body type is and your size and how well you retain water and, you know, your weight and stuff like that. But me personally, it doesn't matter. I'm eating it.
Yeah, and I guess at this level, you really can't party too much, can't drink, right? You can't do all that kind of stuff. I'm guessing.
Guessing, yeah.
It's a bit of a lock-in. You gotta put the other stuff to the side for a long time and, you know, just really dedicate your time to, you know, what your goal is and, you know, try to accomplish those goals. You can party at the end. Don't party in the beginning or the middle.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Plenty of time for that.
And I know you guys mentioned out there, I mean, how often, you know, it seems like basketball is a tough sport, particularly getting in the Big 12 conference, everybody's banging around. How often do you play hurt? I mean, is it part of the game?
I've been playing hurt for 4 years.
Is that that's what I thought? Yeah, you said you had a bad ankle, and I mean,
I've had a broken foot for years. So
wow,
that's nothing new for me.
You just gotta fight through it, dig deep, and
more mental than anything.
Shout out to the training staff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Doc.
Yeah, that's cool. And what do you guys like most about this team this year? I mean, what, you know, was there any of that one thing about it that's really excited?
I'd say the energy. Just the energy when you walk into the building, the locker room, the personalities. We got funny guys, super serious guys. So it's a perfect balance. There's no egos. You know, we don't ever run into any problems where, you know, a guy's just overstepping his boundaries. We got great leaders. We got great young guys that just listen. I think all around this team is probably my favorite team I've played for. And I played for a top five team in the country. And I feel like I played for a team that could have won a national championship in the COVID year when everything got shut down. So I love this team, man. We have fun. Everybody likes to hang out with each other. We don't do any stupid stuff off the floor. Everybody's just has the right mindset and we're ready to get wins.
It's really refreshing to hear, isn't it?
Where do you fit in there? The funny guy, serious guy?
I'm like right in the middle. I'm a little more towards like the funny side off the floor. On the floor is a little more towards the serious side. Eric is stone cold Steve. I'm talking serious 24/7.
Yeah, I'm about business, man.
Kind of get that impression. Yeah. What about academics? What are you pursuing there?
So I got my undergrad is technically sports management. It's not called that, but that's pretty much what it is. I'm in a master's program right now in, you know, communication. So
this is right up your alley.
Right up my alley. You know,
yeah. You're having fun.
Yeah, I want to be a coach. So.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you wanted to do our job.
I'm learning from a Hall of Famer right now. But, you know, broadcasting or, you know, I got a good radio voice, not a good TV face. So I've heard that before. So, you know, just you know, plugging along with it and learning every day from Hugs. And, you know, hopefully I keep playing for a little while, but then be a coach. So
now, Emmett, you've been first and second team, all Big 12 academic.
Yes, I have.
Right.
I was on the dean's list here, too, as well.
Congratulations.
There you go. So what motivates you in that regard, the academic realm?
I say my older brother. My older brother was ASB president in high school all 4 years. He was the ASW president his senior year, which is like the whole state ASB class or whatever. And he was always a 4.0 guy. He rarely came in the house with a 3.9, 3.8. And if he came in the house with that kind of grade, he would be disappointed in himself. So, you know, just growing up seeing that, I didn't really take school as serious in middle school. And high school, I got there and Stanford sent me a letter in the mail to see my transcripts. So I signed off on it, never got a phone call back. So my junior year, I had a 4.0, and my senior year, I had a 4.0 first semester, 3.9 second semester. So when I got to college, I was just thinking to myself, let me keep my mom happy so she doesn't get on me about school, so that's not something I got to stress about. And, you know, just for my personal growth and development, I felt like focusing on school would carry onto the basketball floor, and that's probably the main focus.
Mm-hmm. So what's the future hold?
Well, I have my Bachelor of Science in Sport Management, and right now I'm in the Master's program for Sport Management. So when I'm done playing basketball professionally, wherever that is, you know, however long that is, I either want to be an athletic director of a high major college or I want to be a sports agent or start my own agency. So something along the lines of basketball, I want to stay in the realm. But if I can be an athletic director and, you know, control the whole university and, you know, hope we can have winning teams on, you know, every athletic program, I think that'll be good for me and, you know, good for university.
Yeah. I see a partnership here. Athletic director, head coach.
Yeah. Come on. They'll hire me one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Both these guys were just in there with Aristotle and cutting some radio spots. How'd you like that experience?
That was smooth. I like that. You know, I mean, I think I could get pretty good at that eventually. Yeah. It takes some time.
It's new. He was really good at cutting up stuff, though, and getting it done. He was doing that like
yeah,
5 seconds.
Yeah, he's great.
So. How fast he can do that.
Yeah.
He's great. You guys got any funny basketball stories? The funniest thing that, you know, has ever happened, or any good stories for the listeners?
Oh. You got the first one. I got a good one for me and you.
What is the? I mean, I got plenty of stories. I don't know how funny. You know, but probably. I mean, you might remember this one. We were in. We're playing for Supreme, our AAU team. We're in Vancouver, which is basically the Portland area where we just came from. And we're in that back. Remember, we're in that back gym at the high school. And we're pressing. I remember it was like it was yesterday. We're pressing. We get a steal. I think Trey threw it up to me. Uh-huh. I go up to lay it in, and that's the last thing I remember because I got undercut and landed on my chin. And my chin was the first thing to hit the ground. I was blacked out for like
Oh, geez.
Like 2 minutes on the bleachers.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
It was bad.
That was not a funny story.
No, that wasn't funny.
I don't have funny stories.
But that's one you remember, though.
I'm Stone Cold Steve. I don't have funny stories.
So I got two funny ones. The first one, we had a fast break in a gym in Bellevue, Washington, right outside of Seattle. And I threw the ball up to Eric. Eric could literally go dunk this easy layup, whatever he wants to do. I'm running from half court. He turns around, jumps in the air, and just throws the ball up. And I go dunk it. And then the second one was, this is the last game that we played, the game I was talking about when Eric beat us. I go down the lane. I try to get a layup. Eric comes out of nowhere, blocks it out of bounds. And then I turn around and we're both laughing and we both just dap each other up and we're like, that never happened. So, you know, you get so many memories from basketball, you just kind of got to pick your favorite ones and forget about some of the bad ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you're on your way to making some great memories here this year. And we appreciate your time. And again, you guys are a long way from home. Real quick before we say so long, what's it like? Obviously, you both played at least 1 year at the University of Washington, right? You've mm-hmm. both been there. So what's it like coming this far away from home and playing basketball? Does the time go by so fast that
it's a weird situation because basketball season always goes by insanely fast.
Yes.
Like when we get here in the summer, you feel like the summer's forever and you're like, mm-hmm. I can't wait to start playing. And once you start playing, It just goes by so fast, and you're like, man, we're almost at the end of the year. So I think for me personally, I've learned to make this place a home over my past, you know, past years and being here and dealing with everything that I've had to deal with. I feel like I've, you know, just kind of stamped myself here as a home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not really homesick anymore. I don't have any of those. I mean, I miss my family, obviously, but you got FaceTime and, you know, but that's about it for me. I love it here, and you know, it's normal waking up here. It's like the same as waking up in Tacoma now.
Yeah. All right, Eric, we'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, being from Washington, you know, the West Coast, and, you know, I feel like I've been everywhere, you know, but home the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, going home for that year, I didn't have a great experience, you know, home. You know, it was COVID year, and, you know, we weren't winning. And, you know, like you said, I'm Stone Cold Steve. I hate losing, you know what I mean? So I'm miserable when we lose, and when we lose consistently, it's just not fun for me. But, you know, I went to Carolina last year, South Carolina, and that was great. You know, I loved that. You know, then my guy Frank, you know, he got fired, and so I had to make a decision. And here I am again in the portal, and I probably found my favorite place by far, though. This is definitely my favorite place. You know, I'm happy I'm finishing my career here, and, you know, I'm hoping I can stay here after the season, you know, and find a place to live and, you know, work out and make this my home base, you know, before I go do my professional stuff.
Eric Stevenson has been with us, Emmett Matthews Jr., members of the Mountaineer basketball team, and Dave Seaman, owner of Advanced Heating and Cooling. Thanks for facilitating this. Thanks for making it happen.
Yeah, sure. Thank you guys once again. That was great to hear you guys talk about all that today. I'm sure the fans and listeners will really appreciate that. So a couple of outstanding young men, and mm-hmm. we wish you all the success in your careers and have a good season. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Again, reach Advance 598-9030. That's the number to call. You've been listening to a special edition of Advanced Heating and Cooling. Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR.